Okay, let's continue with question five. Is when did the custom of flower viewing start? And you know, just to make this easier, the custom of flower viewing started, or the, you know, during the Nara period, and at that time, people viewed plum blossoms. Later, during the Heian period, people started to view cherry blossoms. So just, you know, make it a little more simple. I know they have here in the first line, it is said to have started during the Nara period. Though plum blossoms were first admired by the Heian period, cherry blossoms became more popular. This first admired is okay, but it sounds a little like textbook. So people liked viewing plum blossoms first, and then during the Heian period, people started to also enjoy viewing cherry blossoms. So, you know, something like that's a little...
Period of blooming is different from blossoms first?
Yeah. Plum blossoms, I know, bloom first and then cherry blossoms. But nowadays, cherry, you know, hanami usually refers to cherry blossoms. Originally, hanami meant, I think, plum blossoms, according to, what, you know, history. Okay, that's all. So, you know, make it a little bit more conversational or easier to say for you. Okay, so when did the custom of flower viewing start?
Well, the custom of flower viewing, called hanami, is said to have started in Nara period, in the 8th century.
In the Nara period.
In the Nara period.
Okay.
And at that time, it is said that the people enjoyed seeing plum blossoms following the custom of the Chinese. But in Heian period, cherry blossoms became more popular among the Japanese. And according to the historic record, Emperor Saga started the cherry blossoms viewing in the imperial court in Kyoto in 812. And at that time, in Heian period, this custom was limited to people in royal court. But the custom soon spread to samurai class, and by Edo period, this custom was also common in grassroots people.
Okay, in common people.
Common people.
Okay, good. All right, yeah, that's kind of the story. Okay. That sounds fine. Just remember the Heian period, the Nara period. This brings your level of English up so it doesn't sound broken. We can understand, but it sounds much more fluent. Okay? Good. All right, let's go to the same question. When did the custom of flower viewing start?
We Japanese enjoy flower viewing in April. And this custom started in the Nara period in the 8th century. They enjoyed cherry plum blossoms viewing. And later in Heian period, they started to enjoy cherry blossom viewing.
Cherry blossom viewing.
Right,
okay. Because cherry blossom viewing becomes cherry blossom is an adjective.
Okay. Cherry blossom viewing. The flower viewing was mostly enjoyed at the first earlier stages by the court people, and later it became popular among warrior class, and by the Edo period, common people started to enjoy this custom.
Okay, good. Let's not say court people, because you're going to get saibankan and people like that, right? So let's talk about imperial court or nobility or the emperor or something. Yeah, okay? So that's fine. Imperial court's fine. Yeah. Or nobility or, you know, aristocrats or, you know, it's fine. I guess that's high-class people. Okay, that's fine. When do plum blossoms bloom?
Plum blossoms bloom in February. in Japan, and there are some famous places to view flower blossoms. For example, Kairakuen in Mito.
Right, that's Ibaraki.
Ibaraki.
And it's probably the most famous place for plum blossoms. Good. Okay, tell me, when did the custom of hanami, or flower viewing, start?
The custom of flower viewing started during the Nara period in the 8th century. And around this time, plum flowers were viewed.
Okay.
And later in the Heian period, people viewed cherry blossoms. And this custom gained popularity among aristocrats. And later in the Kamakura period, this custom spread to the samurai warriors people. And later on, from the Edo period, this custom spread to the common people.
Okay, good. That's fine. No, I've heard something about, wasn't Toyotomi did some kind of big flower viewing party? Toyotomi in Kyoto or Osaka or someplace, and that's where it kind of spread to more people, but I'm not sure. I forgot my history, but somebody I read. Pardon?
Hideyoshi Toyotomi?
Yeah.
Daigo no Hanami.
Maybe that was it.
Daigo
no Hanami is a big famous flower viewing party.
Started by the Toyotomi.
Yeah, so that's where it kind of, one of the reasons it kind of started was because of that. Yeah, I heard something about some, I forget the name, Daigo?
Daigo.
Hanami. So that was something Hideyoshi Toyotomi started. And that's why it kind of, it spread more and more to more, you know, let's just say common people. Good. Okay. Are we okay with this? Next week they ask, what is Hanami? And so I'm not going to ask anything more. So, let's go to the Hana Matsuri. Okay? How many of you know about Hana Matsuri?
I know. Long time ago.
I
was in kindergarten.
Oh, okay. So you knew about it. Yeah, some students said they never heard of Hana Matsuri until they saw the question. So they go, I didn't know there was such a thing, Hana Matsuri, you know. Anyway, let's see what your answer is. So what is Hana Matsuri?
Hana Matsuri, the flower festival on April 8th, is the festival to celebrate the birth of Gautama Buddha. The festival is based on the episode of Buddha's birth, in which a dragon flew down from the heaven and poured fragrant water. And people now pouring amacha, the sweetened tea, onto the statue of Buddha. That's the Hana Matsuri.
Okay.
You can see at temples. Temples.
Right, temples have a little ceremony.
Yes.
Right, okay. Good. What is Hana Matsuri?
Hana Matsuri is the flower festival held in April 8th, celebrating the birth of Gautama Buddha. By pouring a matcha, which is sweetened tea, to the statue of Buddha. But nowadays, it is not so popular among the common people. Mm. And the young people even don't know what's Hana Matsuri.
Okay, good. Do you know about the tea? Tell me about this amacha tea. Do you know about it?
No, I don't know.
Okay. Does anybody know?
Yes.
Okay, good. Let's ask you then. Tell me about Hana Matsuri and you can talk about the tea if you want.
Hana Matsuri. It is a festival held on April 8th, the day of Buddha's birthday, when people go to temples and pour sweet herb tea or wheat called amacha onto the statues of Buddha.
Okay, what is it made from? Do you know?
Yes, it's wheat, kind of wheat.
Wheat?
Wheat, W-E-E-D.
Like a weed?
Yes.
Mm. I heard it was kind of like a hydrangea.
Yes.
It's not a hydrangea, but it's like a type of hydrangea, and the leaves But it's kind of, you say weed, so like a wild hydrangea.
Yes, it's wild, it's wild, weed-like plant.
Okay, and it said sweetened. Sweetened means sugar added, but actually if you make this tea from these special leaves,
sweet.
It's naturally sweet. Yeah, so instead of this sweetened tea, amachar, or a naturally sweet tea is maybe more... is more correct. Okay, because I don't know, I've never tasted this. I know it's not the hydrangea like that blooms in the spring during rainy season, but it's maybe like a hydrangea family type plant, and the leaves, if you make this tea, are naturally sweet. So sweetened means sugar is added, but it's not. It's just a tea that tastes sweet naturally. Okay. And yes, it's just a, you know, ceremony to celebrate the bird Buddha's birthday. Okay, on April 8th. This is actually, many of you might not know, but a very big festival in other countries, especially like Thailand. And they'd actually celebrate this in May, which I believe was, they call it the Lotus Festival. And this is celebrate the birth of Buddha. And so it's like a national holiday, I believe. But they have a big celebration or festival in Los Angeles called Lotus Festival that is for the birth of Buddha, I heard. But it's a different day than the Japanese one. Okay, and what do you have? Do you have an answer? Let's see, let's ask him. What is Hanamatsuri?
Hanamatsuri is a Buddhist ceremony to celebrate the birth of Buddha on April 8th, based on the folklore. It happened to be the time of blooming cherry blossoms. That's why it was started being called Hanamatsuri in the beginning of May year.
Okay.
That's only information.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's right. In Japan, a lot of the flowers start blooming, especially cherry blossoms are around that time and other flowers, so it's called Flower Festival. Okay. And temples usually build a little area outside in front of the temple with a little statue of Buddha, and people who come and participate pour this amacha on the little statue because it represents the dragon that flew over the baby Buddha when he was born and poured this sweet kind of tea on the baby. Okay, any questions about this or anything you're not sure of? Okay, let's go on to Tsukimi. I'm not sure how popular Tsukimi is either. Anyway, we'll go on. I know there's Tsukimi Baga, right? They have every year in September. Yeah. So what is Tsukimi?
Okay, Tsukimi literally means moon gazing. It's a Japanese custom. At that time, that is around mid-September, people sit and enjoy the view, beauty of full moon. And it is a good timing for us to celebrate the harvest, good harvest by seeing the beautiful moon at its freshest and brightest. The harvest not only in the past but for the future, and people also decorate the scene with the Japanese pampas trees,
pampas grass,
and also serve Japanese sake, as well as seasoned fruits such as chestnuts and Japanese rice dumpling, and an offering to the moon.
Okay, so rice dumpling is called Tsukimi Dango. Tell me more about Tsukimi Dango.
Tsukimi Dango is a Japanese rice dumpling cake, and sweetened beans are inside. And in some places, sweet potatoes are ubiquitous at the season, imo dango, imo tsukimi, sweetened sweet potato dumpling cake is also common.
Okay. I know I don't eat every skimmy dango, but I thought there's nothing inside. No? Maybe he's Kansai, I don't know. Yeah, maybe. But mostly I know it's just the rice cake, right?
Yeah.
But what's special is they're piled in like a pyramid. Mm-hmm. Right? They're not just on a plate, but they're like in a piled or put on the plate like a little pyramid. Okay, it could be. Some places could put things inside, but I know in Tokyo, mostly what I've seen have just been plain, nothing inside. Okay, good. They talk about this, it's the moon viewing season, and have you heard in English of harvest moon? There's a song, Shine On, Shine On, Harvest Moon. And the reason it's so famous is because the sky is very clear in the fall. There's no humidity, and so the moon looks the biggest because it's just so clear, the air is so clear usually compared to summer. So, skimmy is almost like viewing the harvest moon, they call it, because it's the harvest season. So people do that and view the moon during the what we would call harvest moon. Okay, and I'll ask you the same question. What is skimmy?
Skimmy is moon viewing. In Japan, moon is appreciated. Moon has been appreciated to view from the ancient times. And skimmy moon viewing is held on the night of September 15th, on the night of the full moon, around the mid-September.
Okay.
And people offer pampas grass and some Japanese rice cake dumpling, rice cake, and to the moon to appreciate the rich harvest and thank God.
Okay, and what kinds of people decorate fruits, right? What kind of fruits do people decorate?
People decorate apples.
So, okay, and?
Apples and chestnuts.
Okay, I don't know.
Which represents the rich harvest.
Okay, all right. Tell me about skimmy. What do people do on skimmy?
Skimmy literally means moon viewing, and it is usually done in the middle of September when the full moon is the most beautiful and the brightest. And for coincidence, this season is the time right after the summer's harvest. Mm-hmm. And so people thank for the good harvest, and people offer a set of pampas grasses and wide range of fruits and vegetables that come into season, and rice cake dumplings to the moon. And people said, people place this set usually on the veranda, and people just quietly and appreciate the beauty of the moon.
Okay, good. And so besides apples, what fruits and vegetables do, and besides chestnuts, what fruits and vegetables do people place on this veranda?
Maybe people said a
persimmons.
Chestnuts,
she said. Yeah. Apples.
Peppers.
What is in season during that time?
Pears.
Pears and grapes.
Grapes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Grapes are heard of common decoration. And sweet potatoes, right? They're vegetable, but sweet potatoes are used. Okay, have you ever done this?
Actually, I never done this at my home. But actually, I joined in the kind of, when I was a university student, I was joining in the club that introduced Japanese culture to non-Japanese people.
Okay.
So I did it once when I was a university student.
Oh, okay.
And we went to the park and have a skimmy party.
Oh, okay, yeah. Because, most people's verandas are too small. They can't see the moon, and this, like me, you have laundry there instead of laundry hanging instead of a place to sit and watch the moon. So, yeah, it's not, and very common maybe, but traditionally, yeah, probably people in the old days had not no TV, no internet, so they had to do something like this, which was maybe entertaining for them. Good. Let's go on to Setsubun. Can you tell me what is Setsubun?
Yes. Setsubun is held one day before the spring, lunar calendar spring, which is February 2nd and 3rd. And bean throwing ceremonies are held in homes, shrines, and temples in the belief that this will bring in good fortune and drive away evil spirits. And we throw beans saying, Oniwa Sato, Fukura Uchi.
Okay.
That means out with demons, in with good luck.
Okay. And what do people, after people throw the beans in the house, what do they do with them?
Usually, if possible, eat as much as your age.
Right, the same number as...
Yeah, same number as your age.
Your age, right. So how many did you eat?
No, secret,
right? Okay. So, yeah, people usually eat the same number of beans as their age. Right, so if you're 16, you eat 16 beans. If you're 20, you eat 20 beans. Good. Tell me, what is Setsubun?
Setsubun is the day before the first day of spring. By the lunar calendar, usually February 2 or 3. Bean throwing ceremonies are held in homes, temples, and shrines to bring in the good fortune and drive away evil spirits.
Okay, good. Do you ever throw beans?
Yes, every year.
Okay.
In my home.
In your house?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Do you like the beans? Do you also eat them?
Yes, I eat them.
Okay. Yeah. I think they're great, otsumami. So.
And I have, we eat as much as my age, but someone said plus one is better.
Yes, somebody I've heard say also, plus eat one extra for one more year.
Because of my longevity.
Oh, right, yeah, right. Okay, good. Let's ask the same question. What is Setsubun?
Okay. Setsubun is a day between the winter solstice and the vernal equinox on 2nd or 3rd of February. And on this day, people throw beans to drive away evil and bring in good luck to homes. And at home, usually that is where daemon masks and the children and other family members throw beans at them, shouting, Oniwa uchi, fukura, Oniwa soto, Oniwa soto, fukura uchi, Oniwa soto, fukura uchi.
Which means
expel evil and bring in good luck.
Right, okay, good. So again, yeah, so this is the bean throwing kind of festival where they throw the beans in the house and then some outside. And yeah, sometimes they say that the father dresses up, or sometimes I've seen it's neighborhood people, men dress and they come to the house and they look like demons, and the children in the house always cry, right? Isn't there something like that I've seen on TV show? Okay, good. I'll ask him the same thing. What is Setsubun?
Setsubun is the day before the first day of spring, based on the lunar calendar, which usually observed on February 3rd, but it could be February 2nd and 4th also. It depends on the astronomical movement of the lunar activities, something like this.
Okay, right. There's an astrology for the year,
yes.
Okay.
And we have been throwing customs to drive away evil, throwing actually towards the demons and bringing fortune inside the house. And nowadays people eat ehomaki. It's a thick roll sushi. In other words, it's called fortune sushi roll. So when eating Ehomaki people face the better good direction.
The lucky direction for the year.
For the year. Mm. And now it's become, it's, nowadays it's catching on. And it's all the department stores, convenience stores.
What is the technique of eating this ehomaki?
Try not cut into pieces, just eat a whole big roll and put it in a big mouth.
Big mouth. Big mouth. Okay, you don't cut it, but what is another technique?
I don't know.
Anybody? Do you know? It originated where? Kansai. What's the technique is you're not supposed to talk. I heard you're supposed to just eat, and don't talk. I don't know why, but that's what somebody told me, that you eat, you just eat and you don't talk while you're, you know, eating this good luck roll or whatever it is. Okay.
Is that true? You should know.
But I also hear that we should see some direction for eating.
Yeah.
But I just have a question, which direction we should see?
Well, yeah, there's some direction. Each year there's some direction that is determined at the beginning of the year, and so it's set. It's not, it doesn't, you know, every year is a different direction, from what I understand. And so I forget when it's decided. It's not decided, I don't think it's decided on Setsubu, but someplace according to the lunar calendar it's set, and then everybody looks at that direction. And it's not always the direction of that year. I know there's, what is that, Junishi? And there's something else that it might be the year of the cow, but you look at some other direction that's not that direction or something. I'm not, you know, as again, it's just this astrological thing. But does anybody eat ehomaki? Have you tried? It's just regular makizushi, right? Just anything is okay, right? There's no special recipe for it, I heard. It's just any kind of rolled sushi, but you're not supposed to talk when you eat it. You're supposed to look at the lucky direction. Good. Okay. What? Are we okay with this one? Okay. Next one is Hinamatsuri. Okay. What is Hinamatsuri?
Hinamatsuri is the girls' festival or adults' festival, generally observed on March 3rd. And those are dressed in Heian period beautiful costumes and representing emperor, empress, and members of the court are displayed in the halls. With an expectation from parents that their girls will become as graceful and beautiful as the Heian nobility, and in some region by the third or fourth week of March, these dolls should be set aside, and in some cases adrift in the river, because just remaining the dolls for a long time would make the girls' marriage period delayed, but these days women's lifestyle has changed, so this time of custom or belief is can be said as disappearing.
Okay, all right. I have heard that, you said the middle of March they put the dolls in the river? Really? Oh. I've never heard of this. I just know that people, well, March 3rd is finished, they quickly put the dolls away. They take it away because they're afraid their daughters will get married late if it sits out too long. But I've not heard of the custom you've mentioned, so, you know.
It is called Nagashibina.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Okay. That's fine. I believe you. I just, you know, the grammar sounds fine. I've just not heard that. But I do know that part of this Hinamatsuri is, you know, if you leave out the dolls too long after March 3rd, then the daughters don't get married until later. Right? Okay. Good. What is Hinamatsuri?
Hinamatsuri is the dolls festival celebrated on March 3rd. Families that have girls celebrate this day to wish their healthy growth and happiness. Dolls dressed in beautiful hair-era costumes representing emperor, empress, and their court.
Okay.
May I say this in this case?
Yeah, that's okay.
Court displayed on five or seven tier stand for about a month until the March 3rd. Some special dishes such as chirashi sushi, that is sushi rice mixed with many a variety of ingredients, and white, pink, and green rice cakes are prepared to serve it this day.
What is special rice cake?
A special rice cake called hishimochi.
Hishimochi, it looks like a diamond, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, good. And so, rice cakes are prepared, yeah. So, hishimochi, which is red,
white,
and green?
And green.
Right, okay. What is hina arare?
Hina arare is a sweet colored puff rice.
Okay.
Coated with sugar. And the confectionery, especially for Hinamatsuri.
Mm-hmm. Okay, right. And usually it's colored also white and pink and green.
Yes, usually. Three colors are used.
Yeah, okay, good. All right, so, one of the things is that, you know, how are the dolls displayed? They're on tiers of either, three, five, or seven, which are odd-numbered tiers?
Yes.
Okay, good. And what is usually covering the tiers?
The tiers are usually covered with red cloth.
Mm-hmm. Right. So usually, I don't think I've seen another color, but usually it's red.
Usually.
Yeah. Okay, good. What is Hinamatsuri?
Hinamatsuri is a doll festival celebrated on March 3rd. On this day, families with girls wish their daughter a successful and happy life. And dolls wearing beautiful Asian costumes are displayed and representing emperor and empress and its court. In hopes that their daughter will grow up to be as beautiful and graceful as Asian aristocrats.
Okay, and besides chirashi sushi, people drink something. What do they usually drink?
People drink shirozake, which means white sake.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine. She's done some homework.
Originally, it's a sake with the leaves of peach flowers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't know.
Gathered
okay.
on the sake.
Oh, really? Okay.
And now the custom changed little by little, and today shirozake is made from steamed sticky rice, mm-hmm, and mirin and shochu.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I have.
Good, yeah, because the shirozake is not really amazake. It's different. a lot of people say they drink amazake, sweet sake, but it's called shirozake, which is different. It's different from amazake. Good. Okay. What is Hinamatsuri?
Hinamatsuri. This is the girls' festival on March the 3rd, when the birth of girls is celebrated and wishes are expressed for their future happiness. Hinamatsuri is a day on which Hinaningyo, a set of dolls dressed in ancient costumes, are displayed together with peach blossoms decorations.
Okay.
And a sweet drink called shirozake is offered.
Okay, good. All right. What is Hinamatsuri?
Hinamatsuri is the doll festival or girls festival celebrated on March 3. Most homes with girls display the Hinamatsuri dolls to which peach trees and white sake, shiro sake, and other stuff are dedicated. The purpose is to pray for the healthy growth of girls. And in ancient China, the Hinamatsuri, the dolls, they believed the body, the bodily sins of both of the body and misfortune are transferred to the dolls in the river to drift away.
Oh, okay, so that's why they float the dolls down the river? Is that what he was mentioning?
Yeah, it's very close to them. Yeah, it's, I read in the book, it's ancient Chinese story.
Oh, okay.
The story of the origin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah. Where can I buy Hinamatsuri dolls?
You can buy the special shops just for the dolls, mm-hmm. but also in the department store you can buy them. They are in the season of February. You have many sets of Hinamatsuri dolls.
Right, so you can buy them in department store, doll stores, and you need lots of money, right?
Yes.
You see, they're very expensive.
It depends.
Yeah, it depends.
In my case, only one stage,
yeah. Some people,
three or four. Seven,
yeah, some only have just the emperor and empress doll, right? Yeah. You know, but some are...
But it's still very expensive.
Yeah, sure.
100,
100,000. Yeah, depends. You can get very, very expensive ones. Yeah, that's why some people make their own out of rocks. I've seen some little. They paint the rocks, the stones, and make little ones. You know, it's cute. It's same idea. Okay, let's go to Higan. Can you tell me what is Higan?
Okay, Higan is a time to pray and respect our ancestors around the vernal equinox, which is either 22nd or 23rd of September. And this practice comes from Buddhism, and usually people visit our ancestors' graves to do this practice. But nowadays, unfortunately, most people don't practice Higan's grave visiting.
Okay, right, but you mentioned the vernal equinox. What about, it's twice a year, right?
It's around, around 22nd or 23rd of September.
What about 23rd or 22nd of March?
Oh, yes, also.
So it's twice a year, isn't it? Higan comes twice a year, so...
Yes.
Okay, so in the book they have this vernal and autumnal equinox, which are hard to say. So just spring and fall. Spring and fall equinoxes. So Higana, the week, my understanding is, they say weeks. My understanding is, that isn't it the week?
It's week.
Week, right? So there's 1, 2, 3 days, the equinox, 1, 2, 3 days after, 1, 2, 3 days before. There's something you said, something middle day or something? Yeah, so that's the autumn or the fall or the spring equinox, and it's the week or days actually centering before or after these periods. Okay, good. So both fall and spring equinoxes is okay, if that's easier to say. All right, tell me about Higan. What is Higan?
Higan is a week centering around the spring and autumn equinox. And during this period, Buddhist temples hold special services, and people pay a visit to their ancestors' grave to pray for their souls. And Higan means, I think, Higan means the other side of the river, referring to enlightenment of the Buddhism. And in the house, in home, we often make ohagi or botamochi. It's an oval-shaped sweet made from sticky rice coated with sweet bean, red bean paste. So it's my understanding is it's called botamochi in spring equinox, and ohagi is called in autumn equinox because ohagi is the name of the flowers bloom in fall. Botamochi came from the botan and blooms in spring in May.
Yeah.
So I think this is about Higan information I have.
Sure. All right. Yeah. The botamochi is spring and ohagi is fall. Yeah. Technically, most people call it all year long ohagi because if you go to the, Japanese sweet store, usually they're selling them as ohagi all year long, but that's fine. Yeah, there's really no, technically no difference. So you just call it a different name according to the time of year. Okay. Good. What is Higan?
There are two meanings in terms of the Higan. The first one is about the Buddhist festival observed in the weeks. During the weeks where the spring and fall equinox are centering around. And at that time, it is celebrated by almost every sect of Buddhism in Japan. And Buddhist priests hold special ceremonies during the week, and people tend to go to graves to pray for the ancestors. The other meaning is that Higan versus Shigan, and Higan is an area across the river called Sanzu River, and Sanzu River, which has suffering and ignorance. Then across the river, there is a world with enlightenment, and here, before the river, it is actual world with many sufferings, etc.
Okay, and why is this celebrated at the equinox time?
Well,
why are these days special?
Well, equinox means the period changes from short days to long days, or vice versa. Mm-hmm. So it means that maybe related with an ancestor or a departed soul coming or passing. So at that time, in Buddhist thought, the good time for people to remember the dead people and pray for their souls.
Mm. Okay.
Just thinking.
I've heard of something, isn't it? Because equinox means what? Like equal.
Yes.
And so the day or nights are the exact same length. And so I heard it's easier to cross this river at that time of year. I mean, obviously this is some belief or custom or, you know, because it's based on religion, but I've heard it's the equinoxes, it's night and day, and the temperature is also very nice both times, and the day and nights are equal, so therefore it's easier to cross the river to a Higan. Higan is the other side, right? It's easier to cross the river at that time of year being equal. So that's why they're celebrated at that time. Good. Okay, one more word. And one of the things, when people go, I'll ask you, when people go to the graves to visit their ancestors, what do they do when they go there?
People visit their ancestors' graves and pay their respect by cleaning their graves, offering flowers, and praying for our health and happiness.
Hmm. Okay, right. And they also sometimes they hear bring food
or sake.
Sake or cigarettes.
Cigarettes. something that the deceased people love.
Yeah, good. Yeah, so it could be sake or flowers or cookies or anything, right? So good. Okay, so what is Tango no Seku?
Tango no Seku is the boys' festival celebrated on May 5th. It was originally the boys' festival to celebrate the healthy growth of the boys. But today it is the day both for girls and boys.
What's it called? May 5th, what is the official name?
On this day, we fly the...
But what's the name? May 5th, what is the holiday's name?
Children's Day.
Yeah, Children's Day.
Today, it is called Children's Day.
Right, okay.
And because it is the day, it was traditionally celebrated for only boys, warrior dolls and miniature suit of armors are displayed at home, comparable to Dolls Festival, and cloth streamers in the shape of carp are called koinobori are flown on the veranda or in front of their houses.
Okay, good. Yeah, all right. What is Tango no Seku?
Tango no Seku is a boys' day celebrated on May 5th. Families with boys set up samurai doors and samurai helmets at homes, and outside the homes they hang carp streamers. And all of them symbolize strength and braveness. And this custom started during the Romansh period around the 14th century because there had been a girls' day since the Heian period, but there was no boys' day, so they set up the boys' day during that time. And today, Tango no Seku is called Children's Day for celebrating both boys and girls.
Yeah, okay. Why did they do that? What do you know the history of why this became Children's Day? Why doesn't it still remain Boys' Day? Girls had Hinamatsuri, so why do we have to make this Children's Day?
Hinamatsuri is not an official celebration day.
Yeah, it's not an official holiday. So it's like boys get national holiday, girls don't get national holiday, so they made it Children's Day. So all children get at least one national holiday. Okay, good. And what is some kind of food or sweets people eat during this time?
People eat chimaki. It's a sticky rice covered by bamboo leaves. And also people eat kashiwamochi. and it is a rice cake, and inside the rice cake there is a sweet bean paste, and it is covered by, is it an oak leaf?
Oak leaf.
Oak leaf.
And why is it covered by an oak leaf?
I still is a commercial of Kameyamane Dojo, which is a traditional Japanese sweet shop.
Okay.
On the train, it's around May this year, and it says the reason why they covered oak leaves, but I actually forgot the reason.
My understanding is, what is oak? What kind of tree is an oak?
It's oak.
Oak is hard.
Very hard and strong, yeah. So that's why if you eat this, it represents strength, right? Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, hard and strong, yeah. So that's why they have kashiwa mochi. Good. Okay, good. Yeah, there's some things that are symbolized here with that. Okay. Let's try once again. What is tango no seku?
Tango no seku. It is the boys' festival observed on May 5th.
Okay.
That was until World War II. It was the only boys' festival day.
Okay.
And on this day, people express the hope that each boy in the family will grow up healthy and strong. And after World War II, Boys' Festival Day, they put up flying cup-shaped streamers outside the house and display a warrior dog. But after World War II, it's also set to call, to be called Children's Day.
Children's Day.
And to wish all the children, boys and girls alike, happiness and prosperity.
Okay, and also a type of flower is decorated at that time of year. What is it?
Shobu.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there's a reason. Do you know why?
Shobu means
Win or lose fighting. Yeah, win or lose fighting. So don't give up and try hard to win, right? So win or lose. And what else?
Pun.
It's a pun, yeah, shobu, right? And what else? What do the leaves of shobu look like?
It's like straight and like a sword.
Yeah, like a sword, like katana, right? So they look like a sword, so that's why. Good, okay. All right. What is tango no seku?
Tango no seku used to be...
say tango, tango no seku.
Tango no seku used to be the boys' festival celebrated on May 5, wishing the healthy growth of the boys. Most homes with boys displayed the warrior dolls and helmet and miniature arm. And also, they trail the cup-shaped streamers. Nowadays, this day is called Children's Day, and this is for both boys and girls.
Right. Okay. Good. All right. Fine. Thank you. We finished all the questions, so do you have any questions about today?
Is there any other expression about helmet?
Oh, well, helmet? I'm not sure, but what would you... Is that you don't like the word, or it's hard?
The helmet reminds me of some blue markers.
Well, what do we call it? We call it samurai helmet.
Samurai helmet.
Yeah, that's... It's kabuto as a samurai helmet. So that's why we wouldn't just say helmet. Yeah, it's not like a construction worker or a motorcycle driver, right? But samurai helmet's fine. Okay, good. And next week we have koi no bori, so we will talk more about that later. I didn't talk about it today. Okay? Good. So good luck on your test.
Thank you so much.
Okay, and we will see everybody else here next week and talk more about festivals. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.